And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Mention once again that this week's show is pre-recorded for everybody. We had a bit of a technical issue at our host station, so we're recording this here in the home studio this week. No idea when it will show up on WSCS, but it'll be one of those snow day shows, I'm sure, so it'll be a fill-in for myself when the time comes. But speaking of Bill Monroe, we're just playing some Bill. The next song was one written by him, and called The One I Love Is Gone. I believe Carl Shiflett was the first person to actually record it a few years back. Actually, Carl's going to show up for you later in the show. But this one's from a group called Birdie. It's a bunch of women who got together and did a CD called Magic Days. And we're going to hear it right now for you here on Out of the Woods. The One I Love Is Gone.
Oh, sway? Is it the roll in the pitch?
The drunken Gulf of Mexico or the 7-year itch?
I hear the mating calls of fireflies, some celestial blues.
And they're bringing me around again, and there's something I can use.
Now I see nothing but the water, and it's falling from my face. It is the face.
It is the face.
It is the face.
It is a face
I wanna show you. Will I remember to remember that without you I'm a shadow
of a drifter?
It's true, I've come around, now I can even touch my toes.
And all the running and the talking, yeah, now everybody knows.
You never speak, but I can hear you as you sing out from your mismatched eyes. They are the eyes.
They are the eyes.
They are the eyes I will to die with. We're on a boat out on the ocean, and there's nothing more to share.
We've gone from one wave to another, and back again to where?
We go when guitars are hungover, and the songs are fast asleep.
I feel the flesh wounds in my heart, but they are mine for me to keep.
In your pocket or your fist or in your mind, but they come to you by your ears.
They are the ears.
That I will sing to.
Thank you.
you've got that way of making me feel oh so scared and safe at once. I didn't know that this was real. It's the first, it's the first time. It's the first, it's the first time. 'Cause if you can't see what's going on, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on now?
Just beautiful stuff there. Lucy Rose is her name. She's from the UK someplace, and evidently you can only get that CD in the UK still, because I looked. I would definitely like to have a copy of that. But that comes to us from a compilation put out by one of our area radio stations, WKNH, out in Keene, New Hampshire. They're out there at Keene State College, and it's called Give Some to the Starving Artist, a WKNH acoustic compilation. And give them kudos for that one. That's beautiful. And I have some history out there as well with that station and some of the folks who have hosted shows out there over the years. They've always been real nice to me out there. That track was called First, and Lucy Rose, just great, great stuff. I have to give credit to DJ Frederick for turning me on to that one. He picked it up as well. You can actually download that. I believe it is download only if you go out there and search for the WKNH website. I don't have it here in front of me, but it's a minimum $4 donation, and you can give them as much as you like and download that in a whole bunch of different file formats and whatnot. And it's a benefit to help out acoustic music venues in the Keene area. And I believe that there is one called The Starving Artist, so it's specifically for them. But I was sort of inspired to jump on that one because I had a couple really good friends who had a show booked out at a venue in Keene. And the venue went belly up before their show happened, and it was really kind of a bummer. And we had even hoped to have those folks on the show, and it changed their entire schedule, and it never happened. And we're still trying to get them on the show, talking about the Honey Dew Drops. But definitely support those independent music venues and keep the music flowing. We had White Horse in there as well from Canada. They are Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland, and I guess they just did a whole sold-out tour up there. That's from their CD called The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss. Nice title. And the song we heard was Mismatched Eyes, also known as Boat Song. And just beautiful stuff. I like the it keeps stopping and starting. I think the song's over, and then it starts up again in that last little bit with that real dirty, thrashed-out guitar, sort of, I don't know, almost like a nod to Neil Young or something. Really kind of neat stuff. Takes you by surprise on this show especially. Susie Brown in there. We heard Lonesome Moon from her CD Heart Strings, and we started you off Birdie doing Bill Monroe's The One I Love Is Gone from their Magic Days CD. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. Sort of. We're doing this in the home studio this week because the station is down for the night, but this will air there eventually. I'd like to thank all those folks listening online. I haven't done that yet. The Global Voice, BostonFreeRadio.com, Bob FM, and Pinecone Radio out there in Pine Mountain Club, California. Welcome to all those listeners. I'm glad to have you along. Going to keep things going right now. One from Brown Bird from their Salt for Salt CD. Here's Thunder and Lightning on Out of the Woods.
Thank you.
came home. You rushed me out the door, and I'm drowning in happiness, wearing all my pretty dresses, but I miss my wallflowerness. Ooh, I'm drowning in happiness, wearing all my pretty dresses, but I miss my wallflowerness.
Annabelle Vostek there for you from her CD Rise and Heartland Key. Real nice stuff there. And can't remember which band she's from. It's either the Wailing Jennies or Uncle Earl. I get them all mixed up for some reason. These great female old-timey bands up there in Canada. But Jen Rawling and Basho Parks, just before that, we heard Wallflowerness from their recent CD, Take the Air. Death songs in there from their self-titled CD. We heard Ophelia and started off the set with Brown Bird, former guests of ours here, Dave Lamb and Morgan Eve Swain, from their CD Salt for Salt and Thunder and Lightning. All right, you're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. We'll be right back after this.